Patrick Laine skated this morning. Let me get that out there first because I know you're going to ask me about it. I didn't want to forget.
Just skated?
With our fitness director, yep.
So is that just a step?
Yes. Right, so it gets through to the point that we're comfortable. He gets back on the ice. So all the things that have gone on, the light bike rides, he got through and was fine. So this is the next phase. He gets back on the ice and we'll see how he feels tomorrow to decide whether he's going on or not. And then you just start augmenting it a little bit every day. So that's a good sign.
You still can't really set a timetable,
nope.
But like you say,
no,
it's
I mean, even right to the very end, because the last thing will be full contact practice and a good old tug. And we've had players in the past just blow through the first part, get to that, and hold there for a long time. Or if you present any kind of symptom in that, you're back to square one. So you're there's no time frame for you.
What kind of advice do you have for your goaltender this evening?
Well, have a little bit of fun. Like, it's still just the game. There's going to be one puck and the same number of guys on the ice, and you've done this a lot before. So there's going to be a whole lot that's just like old hat for you, and enjoy it. He's earned the right through what he's done there to get back in and get back in an opportunity to play. And I think it means something for him tonight. So, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be nerves and some butterflies early, but he's been in the net before in a Canadian city like that, so he's got some experience.
Your thoughts on Alex Burmistrov playing for the Coyotes tonight?
It's exactly what he was hoping for the entire time, and to be honest with you, we've been both hoping for it for quite some time. We ran into some injuries or would have happened a whole lot earlier. He wanted to play with real good players. I understood that. I got other guys ahead of him in my mind here. There came a point in time where I had to make a decision between Nick Petan playing more minutes and him playing more minutes. Nick was 20 at the time, then 21 this year, and I went with Nick. So Alex has got a perfectly legitimate beef with me that I never gave him that opportunity to play with Blake Wheeler or to play with Nick Ehlers, or especially this year, Patty Laine comes in. That's the opportunity that he wanted. I never gave him that opportunity. I gave it to other people. He wanted to play it in a different situation. I wanted him to play in a different situation. Would have happened earlier, didn't. He's there now. I'm happy for him.
Last question for me. Any other lineup changes today?
No.
Paul, just back to Patrick briefly. How long was he out there, and did he look good?
He looked fantastic. But his shot's off. Give you a little something to talk about. Yeah, he did what he needed to. He skated around. There wasn't he was out there for a bit.